This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're tuned into a special podcast on Money Control with me, Jerome Anthony. I've stepped out yet again from the studio and I'm here to meet a very special guest who has been one of the pioneers in promoting innovation in our country. In conversation with me is founder and chairman of Marico, Mr. Harsh Mariwala. Welcome to the show, sir.
My pleasure, Jerome.
So we'll talk about the launch of the book titled Seven Sutras of Innovation, Stories of Scale-Ups that are Transforming India. We'll talk about it in a bit. But before that, sir, can you tell us what the Marico Innovation Foundation has been working towards?
Marico Innovation Foundation is a part of Marico Limited, which is in branded consumer goods. Mm-hmm. And it began in the year 2003. We have an independent governing council, and that's one of our vehicles to drive corporate social responsibility. We realized in early 2000 that innovation was very, very crucial for India, for businesses on the social side also. And we created this foundation with the objective that we should be able to fuel innovation in both business as well as social side. And towards that, we have taken multiple initiatives. We have had innovation awards, we've done research studies on innovation, we have launched one book on innovation in 2009, and now we are just releasing the second book on innovation, which is Seven Sutras Innovation today. So in addition to that, we also help innovative organizations scale up. I personally spend at least 10-15% of my time in the scaling of innovations and driving innovation through the Marico Innovation Foundation. So it's a very, very important subject for us, and I'm personally passionate about innovation because whenever we have innovated in Marico, we have seen this continuous impact on our business, especially when the innovation has done well.
Yes, sir.
So it's very crucial that organizations and individuals take initiative to drive innovation. And I think there is a way to do that, and this book describes how to do it.
Now, talking about the title of the book, Seven Sutras of Innovation, Stories of Scale-Ups that are Transforming India. Sir, can you tell us, you have indeed enjoyed a very long and successful career. And looking at growth, where do you see the FMCG sector is headed towards? What direction?
Well, I still think that there is a lot of potential. We are a very young country. So we have a large population. And we are the millennials who are willing to experiment, willing to try new things. And in many categories like skin care or hair care or personal care or foods, the usage of branded goods is very, very low. So the fact that people, if their incomes increase and if they can afford to buy these products, there will be increased usage of many newer categories. And that itself will open up a lot of newer opportunities for the FMCG industry.
Right.
On top of that, a lot of innovation is also happening in the FMCG industry, whether it is to do with products for skin or hair, whatever environmental issues, whether sustainable issues, packaging innovations relating to pollution, digitization, customization, personalization. So there are lots of opportunities for innovation in FMCG industry, in foods, personal products, household products. And I see a very bright future over a period of time. At this stage, maybe we are undergoing some degree of stress in the economy, but it's a matter of time we'll come out of it.
I indeed like your outlook on the sector and the economy, sir. So how do you think this book can impact readers?
For those who want to improve on innovation, want to learn innovation, to buy that book, read the book. It's written in a very simple language. And there are seven lessons for innovation, and there are eight organizations covered, and how they have innovated and scaled up is a very important part of this book.
Lastly, sir, a word of inspiration for our young listeners.
So I would say that innovation, if it is done well, can have a huge impact on our lives, in business, in social areas. And we have seen in telecom what innovation has done through a mobile revolution. The same thing can happen in agriculture, it can happen in education, it can happen in healthcare. So our lives can get transformed. You know, today we cannot do without mobiles. And same thing, if we can do a similar big jump in crucial areas of the economy, then it can really transform our lives, our health, and overall I would say it's India can really
change the country.
Yeah, change. It can far more bigger, more respectable at the global stage.
So that was Mr. Harsh Mariwala talking about innovations and growth that lay ahead for the FMCG sector. With that, we wrap this special podcast. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.